This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Colette Smart joins us on the line, adolescent psychologist. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning.
Now, you are a wealth of wisdom and you are often helping us, manage our teens and do life well with teens. But I tell you what, you're going to help us right where we're at today.
Yes.
Talk to us about transitioning. How do we do it well? Why is it difficult at times?
So I think today I'm actually talking to, obviously teens and kids go through transitions, but I'm going to talk to the adults today, young adults, grandparents. I've spoken about change on Hope before, but I really want to talk today more about this concept of transitioning. So it's actually something I was chatting with my own supervisor yesterday about, and I think change is more the sort of the physical things that become different in our lives. So the actual, having the baby or whatever. So things like whether we move to a new city, changing your career, even going through a divorce, they're all part of life. But in the midst of all this change, even when our changes are something joyous or fantastic, like weddings and moving into your dream home, it's very normal to experience, and it's healthy to experience, psychological or emotional sensations. So we often experience things like grief, or we feel confused, we feel angry, we start lashing out, we feel a bit disorientated or terrified. We often feel extreme anxiety and we question our value. So if you're changing jobs, suddenly you're in this uncomfortable zone of not knowing everything that you knew before, and then you wonder, do I still have value? So it's these sensations that usually sit between these two stages of change, and it's this in-between phase that's called transitioning. So it's where all the emotional upheaval is felt the most. It's very uncomfortable. So it's important to recognize that none of us can avoid transitional phases in our lives. So we go through life seasons. So I'm going to list a few because there are so many that are obvious, like your changing from school to tertiary education, starting work, changing a job, getting married, having a baby, going back to work after a baby, then when your children start school, or when your children suddenly enter their teen years, and that brings another whole emotional and physical change to your home. Then we have empty nesters, and you're even just going into retirement. So those are usually changes we can kind of predict. Mm. I have to just mention migrants here, because I'm a migrant. I've been here for almost 13 years, but I'm still very keenly aware of the time I moved. I'll tell you, I remember crying in Woolies because I couldn't find the gravy powder.
Oh.
I remember calling my husband saying, I can't find the gravy powder. And it was in a tin instead of a bottle that I was used to. But it wasn't the gravy powder that was the issue or that made me cry. It was actually this overwhelming sense of difference.
So yeah.
Everyone for me could speak English, but everything looked and felt different. And so it's those, but then also unforeseen changes like death or retrenchment that put our bodies into this fight or flight mode. We're ready to survive. It's important in the jungle, but if we stay in that mode too long, it can be very taxing on our bodies and our minds.
Wow. All right. Great insight there. What are some ways that we can cope with transitions?
So one of the best ways for me is having basic information about what we go through when we know transitions are coming or when they do hit us. It helps us contextualize our emotions and make sense of them. So I've got five things. Basically, recognize that transitions will come and then know that they're hard. So they're difficult. Be kind to yourself. Try to engage in some form of self-care. So whether it's exercise, just like walking around the block, make sure you're getting enough sleep, doing things that you still love and that are familiar to you amongst the unfamiliarity, and feeling free to say no to new requests and that are more demanding on you. Number two is letting go. Actually mentally reflecting fondly on the past, but actually accepting that you can't go back and you need to mentally move forward, and then start looking for positive aspects. Number three, that if it's voluntary transition, remind yourself of why you chose to make the change. So even writing three things on a piece of paper, sticking it on your fridge, and reflecting daily about why you chose the change.
Ooh, I like that one.
Number four is recalling other times in your life when you dealt with transition well, and what did you do during those times that helped you through that? And then finally, obviously, having a good support system. So find things that help you feel secure, like a good friend that you can talk with, or Skype, joining a mother's group for support, finding a good counselor that can help you through this transition phase, because it will pass. The discomfort will pass, and that's just what you need to remind yourself.
Such good advice there, Colette. I've personally found that very helpful. I think a lot of people will find that extremely helpful. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Thanks, Emma.
And if you want to hear more from Colette, make sure you have a look at colettesmart.com.